All right, everybody, welcome back to Girl Wants to Know. It's your girl Kim here.
Hey guys, it's Jenny here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and we have been receiving a lot of rain lately, so it's been rather moist.
Yeah,
moist. It's been moist, guys.
Moist is okay. Just think about cake. That's all you gotta think about.
Moist cake. I guess, yeah, when you say moist cake, it's not as bad, but the word moist is just moist. I don't know. The word itself is moist. I don't know.
Oh, wow. Well, welcome back. And, you know, thank you guys so much for tuning in for another episode of Girl Wants to Know. And if this is your first time here, welcome. We are just two girls who have questions. We have answers. But mainly questions.
Yes, yes, yes. And today, our topic slash question is, what makes a healthy relationship? We're going to be talking about healthy relationships and what we think goes into creating a healthy environment for both people in a relationship. And we spoke about adult relationships before, but today we're going to be focusing on more romantic relationships. And we actually came up with three main topics that we think are three key ingredients for healthy relationships. One being communication, two is respect, and three is, of course, love. And we made it in that order purposely, I think.
Yes, I think it just kind of came out that way because it makes sense to us, but then we went back and looked and we're like, this makes sense. Yeah, this makes sense here. So we're going to jump right into the meat and the potatoes here. And the first topic that we want to talk about, which is key to any relationship that you will have, but that will make a healthy relationship, is communication.
Yes, communicating with one another. And we talked about this in adult friendships as well. Like Jenny said, it's something that's going to help with every relationship you have, whether it's a work relationship, but today specifically romantic relationships and creating the healthy
healthy vibe, yes. Yeah. So, you know, in a healthy relationship, you often have to tell your partner, this is what I want from the relationship, and this is how I feel to make it work. So, I feel like oftentimes, if you're not on that same page, then the relationship can crumble.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, whether that be values as far as your religion, money, kids, the future.
Yes, yes. So you have to be on the same page. You can't be on two completely different books and expect the same outcome. And it's also about voicing how you feel. Because a lot of times, like, I'm this person that bottles things up and I hate confrontation. So I will avoid it at all costs. I've gotten better at it. And I understand, because I understand this concept now that you can't just sweep things under the rug and expect them to just magically disappear. Because what's going to happen is there's going to be an issue. You're going to bottle it up and you're going to continue to do that until the point that you no longer can hold these things in. You're going to explode, and the outcome of that explosion is going to be a lot worse than that initial confrontation, which you could have just talked about. Mm-hmm. I think that's extremely important for any relationship that you, if you want it to actually last, you have to talk. You have to let each other know what's going on, how you feel, what you like, what you don't like, so the other person can be aware. Because sometimes we think
they're
should
a mind
know.
Reader.
Yeah, like
oh
that.
My gosh.
Like our significant others can read our minds, and we could just be like, you should know how I feel, or you should know not to do that. And, you know, to some extent, eventually your partner will learn that. But it takes time. And you can't expect your partner to know the outcome of every single situation that you guys are going to go through in life. So, especially men, they're kind of oblivious. So, you kind of have to just speak out.
I know. Oftentimes, like, whenever I would talk to Tom, I'd be like, you're just carrying all this baggage. And he'd just be like, what do you mean, baggage? So, you know, talking directly in regards to what the situation is, don't beat around the bush. Because oftentimes, I feel like we do that, to, like you say, to try to avoid confrontation, or even in points, you know, we're keeping a scorecard. We're like, okay, you did this to me, so I'm gonna do this back to you.
Exactly.
Or, you know, all those unspoken things.
Yeah.
And that can be very harmful to a relationship.
For sure. Don't want to do that. You gotta let it out, talk it out, and communicate in general. Make sure that you guys are on the same page, that you're letting it be known, like you said, mm-hmm. you know, when things are happening and letting it go, not holding on to it, not trying to plan, plan for revenge or anything like that.
Yes.
Just talking it out, moving forward.
For sure. And, you know, one thing that I realized that have made my relationships work out a lot better is communicate with your partner about the problems that you're having before you start airing it out to other people, such as social media, or, you know, whenever you vent to your friends and it's about the same thing over and over, your friends are going to get tired mm-hmm. of hearing the same thing. It's like you really just need to fix that problem with your significant other.
I cannot agree more. I'm such a private person because of that. And I've learned that in the past. I've had relationships where I used to just complain about the crap that my ex was doing or so-and-so was doing. And it's true. You know, as your friends, you can forgive your lover in a way that your friends and family cannot. You know, they're not going to forget those things. They're always going to look out for your best interest.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard, you know, to say all these bad things about someone and then
turn around and make out with them or like, oh my gosh, the one thing that I hate that kind of like grinds my gears is, and I have done it, my friends have done it, but they've complained about their significant other. I'll turn around and on social media, I'll see a loved up post about, I love my boyfriend so much, or a cheesy picture. I'm like, mm-hmm. you just told me you hated him.
Yep. So keep it to yourself, you know, work it out with them. Your business is y'all's business is y'all's business, not everybody's business. And it should be that way. Unless it's something crazy, of course, you know, you do want to ask
Speak
for help
out.
When need be. But everyone's going to go through their ups and downs. Communicate amongst each other and leave everybody else out of it because not their relationship.
Exactly, because you want to have respect for your partner. So if you don't respect your partner enough to have a conversation, then really what do you have?
Yeah.
So
yeah, and that dives us into our next topic, which is respect. And this, again, is something that should be in every relationship. We kind of brought it down to the basics. And without respect, again, this is another key. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. And we're talking about respect, not just the simple manners that you learn and your values and, you know, respecting one another like we learn in church or we learn as a kid, but because that stuff should go unsaid, you know. Don't put your hands on anyone, both men and women. Don't call each other out of your name. Those things are easy. Those things, they should be easy. You know, sometimes we let our emotions get the best of us, but we're not talking about those simple things because those should be understood. Those are things that everyone should be doing regardless of the relationship that they're in. But we're talking about a little deeper, and this goes into respecting the person for who they are. And it kind of touches back on communication. Before you dive into a relationship, you really need to know this person's values, you know, if you guys are compatible and if you guys have the same type of goals in mind, because a lot of times we get into these relationships and women, we do this more often than not, and we try to change the person that we're in a relationship with. We try to fix them. We try to build them into whoever the mental picture that we have of the perfect man or woman. And
that can just lead for disappointment. And, you know, relationships don't last very long whenever you have a certain expectation. Dang, I can't even talk. But you have, you know, a perception about a person, and sometimes you fall in love with their potential.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be not a good thing. Like, yeah, everyone can be a good person, but like you said, you have to kind of get to know the person a little bit better, know their background, because we're all built differently.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, everyone's going to be different, have different things that they like, which is fine that you want to be your own individual as well. But whenever it comes to your partner, just because they don't like what you like, doesn't mean that you need to nag them down.
Right. Or try to change them. Like, things are never going to be exactly the same. You're not going to agree on everything because, like Jenny said, you come from two completely different backgrounds, you know, different cultures sometimes, different upbringing, so it's gonna be very hard it's going to be very hard. No relationship is easy. Trying to live your life with another person who comes from a completely different place than you is going to be hard. There's going to be giving and taking on both sides. Mm-hmm. But it shouldn't be a changing, because at the end of the day, the goal is to maintain your autonomy, be an individual while being together and growing. And I strongly believe that the healthiest and most successful relationships help you grow individually while together. Because I believe that, like, when I got with, I've been in relationships where I lost myself, you know, and felt brainwashed and was not myself. And my friends can tell you, like, they didn't even know who I was at one point just because of the relationship I was in. I was giving so much and not receiving, to the point that I was giving too much of myself. And now that I'm married, I feel like I am the realest version of myself, because JD has allowed me to do that and he's helped me grow, and vice versa. So I really think that if you're in a healthy relationship, sometimes we think that, oh, we're gonna be one mush ball of love. No, I think the healthiest relationships are where you remain autonomous and can grow together, can grow each other.
Yeah, you should be able to be in a relationship and grow as a couple, as a whole, because, you know, you want to make each other better. Mm-hmm. And what I would always tell Tom, you know, a better me for a better you. And one thing that I am so thankful is that he has always been really supportive in all my decisions, and vice versa, because I want him to be happy and he wants me to be happy as well. And, you know, it is a beautiful thing when you have that support and relationship, and you can feel it. It just feels so natural. Like, whenever you're not in a healthy relationship, oftentimes you feel like you have to be watching what you say or walking on eggshells. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're just thinking about what that person wants. And love should not be selfish at all, you know?
Yeah.
And that's right. You just have to communicate with each other, have respect, and put in that effort, because that really makes the difference. Yeah. Whenever two people that are different are constantly making an effort to make the relationship work.
Exactly. And you hit the nail right on the head when you said love is not selfish, because that's actually our third point, and that's love. And not all of your relationships will have love, but romantic relationships, you know, I think that's the main idea, is love. And love in this situation that we're about to talk about, we're not talking about saying I love you. We're not talking about lust. We're not talking about sex. We're not talking about that, you know, romantic intimacy love. We're talking about real love. Love that withstands time and is the actual, it's what you actually need to make a relationship last. Because you can say I love you all you want, you can be romantic all you want, but if these things that fall into love that we're about to talk about are not there, the relationship can still crumble and break apart. Mm-hmm. So the first one is support, and we were just talking about that.
Yes.
Support is a way of showing love, and supporting one another can say I love you 10 times better than saying I love you. It says I love you more than flowers. It says I love you more than chocolates. Support is key.
Yes, I do like flowers and chocolates. So, Tom, if you're hearing this, those are nice. Please keep them coming. But, you know, aside from that, it's really that deep down relationship that you have that with that person. And like I said, whenever you have that, it just makes you want to become a better person. And it, you feed off of each other's energy, and it just becomes, it's so cheesy, but it's like, it's just such a good feeling to have support from your partner. Because, you know, oftentimes, like you said, you tend to become in a relationship or get into a relationship, and it's like if you keep getting smaller instead of keep getting bigger.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, just understanding each other, what your needs are, mm-hmm. as far as what they want in life and how they feel.
Yeah. So support one another, understand each other. And understanding can be so much, because even when you're communicating, sometimes we can hear the person, mm-hmm. but we're not trying to understand. We're not trying to see their point of view. And out of respect, again, we're going back into those things, we have to try to understand the person that we're with. If we don't want to understand, if we don't want to listen and really try to, you know, do some self-reflection and see what we could be doing wrong, because a lot of times trying to understand can cause us to see ourselves. Yeah, it causes us to see ourselves as the bad guy. You know, we can realize, holy crap, I'm the one fucking up. So sometimes we don't want to do that. So we avoid it at all costs. And in a real relationship, when you love someone, you have to be able to do that. You have to be able to try to understand, look within yourself, and see that sometimes you might be the one messing up. You might be the one at fault.
Yeah, because you are not going to agree on everything. So therefore, you know, there's a lot of situations where it's even the smallest things that can cause a misunderstanding. And you just have to think why before you open your mouth and start saying all these hateful things or how you say it. Mm-hmm. Because oftentimes we can speak out of emotion. And just take time to understand why they're feeling that way or why they're thinking that way, and ask questions. You know, don't, whenever you're gonna have an argument, be civil. Mm-hmm. You know, this is your person that you're, it's you and your partner against the problem, not the problem against both of you. Yeah.
And we said this in our friendships episode, you need to listen to understand, not listen to reply. A lot of times we listen so we can have a rebuttal, so we can fight back and have something to say. But in reality, that's not love. That is just self-defense. That's love for yourself, which is selfish, you know? And understanding, to be understanding, you kind of have to take that pride aside. And dang, that that pride stuff is hard. And that's how you know you love someone. When you're able, especially for men, and I'm not saying just for men, when I say especially for women, especially for men, I'm just saying from experience, this is what I've dealt with. Because for me, it's really easy to put my pride aside. Mm-hmm. You know, I can do that, no problem. But I've noticed, especially like in my current relationship, it's harder for JD to put his pride aside. And I think that's just a man thing, you know, and that's okay. It's nothing wrong with it. But when he's able to do that, when he's able to put his pride aside with no hesitation and really takes the time to understand where I'm coming from, I feel so loved, because I know it's not easy. You know, he's really putting an effort to try to understand me and try to make this work and you know, resolve the issue.
Mm-hmm. Just look past beyond what he thinks is his opinion on being right. Mm-hmm. And try to understand how you're feeling.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's all about effort, people. And that is our third point under love, that effort is probably the best form of love.
It is, because, you know, especially whenever you start a relationship, the effort is there 24/7. Mm-hmm. The constant text, the constant, you know, I want to see you, I want to be with you. And love has a roller coaster. So you have the highs and the lows. And if you continue to have that constant effort between you and your partner that you're making to put the relationship to work, then it lasts a lot longer.
Yeah, it's not gonna be easy, and a lot of times the relationships fail because we go into those expectations, with those expectations that the relationship is gonna be perfect, it's gonna be easy, this person is, you know, the best person in the world, and they might be, but they're not perfect. And the effort, like when we were talking yesterday, a lot of times we think relationships are 50-50, but in reality, they should be 100% and 100%. And some days, your significant other won't feel 100%. You know, they might be at 50, and you're going to have to pick up that extra 50, you know? So it's all about effort, and both people have to be putting it in, because when I lack, you should pick up, and vice versa, you know? And it's so much more than putting in an effort to wash the dishes, you know, like, even though that's great, but it's more about making sure that you're constantly trying to keep the relationship alive and you don't give up on me, and vice versa. And I know a lot of people are like, well, if the relationship's bad and it's not about the relationship being bad. It's that everyone goes through crap. Like, there's no if you're looking for a perfect relationship where you could just lay back and not do anything and it'll be great, you are crazy. There's nothing ever in the world that comes that easy, especially love. So,
yeah, love is hard work. You know, any relationship that you have is going to be hard work. But it's just something that we all want. And don't, like, good things take time and effort.
Mm-hmm.
And relationships are not easy, but I do feel like our mental health and our physical health, we should also have a healthy relationship with mm-hmm. our partner. Because that's kind of like a triangle thing where if one is bad, then all the others fall apart.
I completely agree. So, healthy relationships for the win. And they're so, you know, worth it. Like, they're so fulfilling. If you have the right relationship with the right person, and you guys really have, like, we picked these three topics because we feel like they're the foundation. There's so much more that go into healthy relationships, but these three things, communication, respect, and love, and the things that fall under those umbrellas are just so important to the foundation of a relationship. And those are just the things that we've found through our experiences, because we've had relationships where one or more of these things was missing, you know, and we realized that is key, and that's why this relationship failed. And yeah, so that's just our experience. There's obviously so much more to go into relationships, but that's what we've got. So our key takeaways today for our healthy relationship podcast today is: one, communicate. Let your significant other know what you want and what you can't deal with. Let them know how you feel. I know talking about emotions can be hard sometimes. Cough, cough, JD. But we gotta do it, right? We gotta do it. We gotta let it be known and voice our opinions.
Yes, and I want to sing this next word out, but I'm probably gonna mess it up. So let's just talk about respect. And respect one another, aside from, you know, the typical manners of our tone of voice, our body language, we need to deeply respect and understand why that person feels that way. Or how, you know, just if they don't want to talk about it, it's okay. Just let them be who they are. Respect them. And
lastly, love comes in all shapes and sizes. It's not just about the I love yous. It's not just about the chocolate and flowers that we love. It's about effort. It's about support. It's about understanding. It's about all those little things that we don't really think about when we're in lust, you know? It's just so much more than sex, and it's important. Without it, the relationship's really not there.
Yeah, so we want to hear some of your stories, some of your key takeaways for a healthy relationship. What do you think has helped your relationship, or what has not helped your relationship?
Mm-hmm. Failures and wins. Let us know.
Yes, and we will be sharing our story on some of our
failed relationships.
Failed relationships. So stay tuned for that. We will be announcing a lot of that on our Instagram page, our Twitter handle, Facebook, and Friday. What's tomorrow? What do we got going on?
Follow up Fridays for our Life Happens episode. So we received so much feedback for that episode, and probably our best episode thus far.
Mm-hmm.
So follow up Fridays tomorrow is going to be lots of fun. Make sure you tune in, and we will get jiggy with that.
Yes, we will do that. And then we also have a collaboration. My Spanish and my English have been mixing a lot lately, so watch out for that. But we also have a collab coming up with Yodali, and she is Millennials with Motivation.
Yes, follow her page on Instagram. She has a website coming soon, mm-hmm. so be on the lookout for that.
Yep, we're going to be talking about finances on our next podcast, and we'll be doing an interview with her. She helps millennials with a lot of questions that we have in.
And motivation. If you need that motivation, go follow her on Instagram. Seeing that stuff every day is really good. And she has a lot of stuff coming for y'all, so please be on the lookout for that.
Yes, be on the lookout. And then we also have some artwork coming from my friend Carlos. He has been drawing up a couple sketches, and some music. We have some music coming up.
Yes, we've been in meetings and meeting up with people, And we're excited to reveal some of those things here as the weeks go by. And please continue to send artists our way, even if they're not in Tulsa, wherever they are, and all kinds of artists. We're looking for all kinds of artists just to be able to showcase on our pages and on our podcast and just have a good time. So please send them our way. Have them email us at thisgirlwantstoknow@gmail.com or DM us on Twitter or Instagram. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And if you want to collab with us or have something that you can bring to the table as far as a dessert or some more meat and potatoes, then bring them our way. And I think that's it for today.
Yes. So guys, thank you so much for listening. As always, this is Girl Wants to Know. We have questions, we have answers, but mainly questions.
Yep. So see you later. This is Jenny and I'm out.
Bye guys.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.